them little green frog in the corn or in the cane patch. Or,
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait in fishing?
Well, you've got a jumpers, you've got red worm, and you've got carved worm that grow on a tree. The tree, same time of year, grow on a tree. Well, that's three different kinds.
Well, now, which ones are the biggest ones?
Well, I tell you, guess those red worm, ice worm, is, some of them are very large, some of them jumpers are very large. But this type of worm is not too large, but they all grow one size. But brim and things, crazy about them.
Mm-hmm.
But you put them on your line, they plump.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
We call it a June bug.
Okay. Now, is that the same thing as a lightning bug?
That happened more time in June and last, but they come out in June and they'll go till cold weather comes. You can see them all across the field, like flying in it. See your light.
Okay. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and it has two sets of wings? It gets to be about that long.
A hoppergrass?
No, this one flies.
Now this flies.
Yeah, but I mean this one doesn't ever go on the ground. This one I'm talking about. It just flies around. Sometimes you see it perched on a piece of marsh grass or something like that.
I just think it's so many different kind of animals.
It's kind of hard to describe, but it's about that long, I guess, and it's got a body that's about as big around as a butterfly's body, except it doesn't have wings like a butterfly.
You in a cowfly?
Hmm?
Cowfly?
No, it's bigger than that. It's longer than that.
It's let's see.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let me draw you a picture.
I'm trying to think. What I've got a longer wing than that. Maybe I come to my... let's see.
It's hard to describe. But maybe this will help. Does that help at all? See, it's got a long body like
that. Oh, skeeter hawk.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I know, I could realize it. I wouldn't remember, but there's so many things I just couldn't
get it.
Yeah,
it's hard to describe anyway. Yeah. I couldn't think of what to tell you about it.
Yeah.
What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Dog. They claim they can make honey and they call itself and never did make it. Let's make a date hawk.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Nuts. Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say the boy, what, his father? How would you express that?
How you mean, if he disobedient or?
No, like if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say the boy
is look like his father.
Okay,
fine. I see what you
if there's some feature that they have in common, then you say the boy looks like his father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a boy's behavior is like his father's, you say the boy...
behaved just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Helpless?
No, who helps. She helps another woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, she, we generally call her a midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City guy.
Okay.
Man or woman.
And suppose a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
They say, that country fella in town today.